This scheme was removed in 2011 when Fine Gael went into power, and there was outrage nationally at that time. This was an invaluable scheme for farmers and for others. Now, we've been told this morning on the news that forms have to be downloaded, completed and returned to Donegal County Council by next week. Now, we don't know the criteria yet or the detail of the form, but I presume that herd numbers and all of that will have to be included. So the County Council then will have to send out personnel to assess, measure and cost the roads. The County Council have to be able to complete them, have the money drawn down and the roads finished by December of this year. Now, we have an extreme situation here in Inishowen with the flooding, as we all know, and our men are working night and day to do the repairs. I am asking the government for special consideration in this extreme circumstances, because this scheme was removed 6 years ago and a huge number of applications would have built up in the interim. So while I'm urging people, farmers, etc., to apply for the scheme, it's just impossible, and I'm asking for consideration for Inishowen, because there's no way that these forms could be even sent back. A lot of farmers don't have access to the internet. Maybe they will be available, I hope, in the local offices, but the window is just impossible.
Traditionally, before the scheme was withdrawn, Donegal was one of the biggest beneficiaries of local improvement schemes, and some of the biggest drawdowns in the country were recorded in Donegal. That was largely down to the fact that Donegal County Council was very much on top of the scheme and very much proactive in encouraging it and facilitating it. What you're effectively saying now is Donegal's record stands, but Donegal will not be able to replicate that at the moment?
Absolutely not. Donegal will not, because we have, when the scheme was pulled in 2011, we were left with a lot of egg in our face. We had a huge amount of schemes to be completed that year. We're talking about millions worth. And those schemes, we used to do a huge amount of them every year, and it was invaluable to farmers in that. And we need time. We need this extended for a good wee while. Our men will be working on the flooding damage long after Christmas.
Given that Donegal County Council had to lay off so many staff in recent years and the reduction in overall council staff numbers, should there be consideration now for Donegal County Council to be able to employ more staff to address both the LISs and indeed the current crisis in Inishowen?
That was my next point. We need staff. We need extra staff. We have asked in the last few days if staff could be drafted in from other areas. But if we are to do LISs, I mean, it's going to take a long time to go out and assess the damage for the LIS roads that have to be done, measure them, cost them. That takes staff and workmen to do that. So we would not be able to meet the request in that time frame.